हरि ओम सहनववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Paramatma Sandarbha, Adhyayana 3, Adhikarna 2, The Theory of Transformation, Parinama Bhad, page 36. Bhoktri apater avibhagas chet syal lokavat. If one argues that because the jiva as Shakti is non-different from Brahman, there will be no distinction seen between them at all, this argument is rejected. Distinction and oneness is seen in the ordinary world. Brahma Sutra 2.1.13. The state of effect and the state of cause is the Supreme Lord. And with his gross and subtle shaktis of conscious and unconscious substance. Since the effect is non-different from the cause, this non-difference is proved by statements like vacha rambhanam. So you're establishing that they're non-different. Another place it may be showing how they're different. But the point is they both have to stand. It's not that one defeats the other. Right? It means there's a purpose there. And then how that functions, that has to be appreciated. Right? So then the point is they are one, but at the same time, as you see, there's difference. Because even here, there's difference. You know, let's say you have a pile of apples, but there's a difference. There's individual apples. You know, or you have a sand dune. It's one thing, but it's there's individual grains of sand. You know, so it's seen here, so why wouldn't it be there? Because of the point of cause and effect, right? Because you say the clay and the pot. There must be something, some common element. This non-difference is proven by statements like vacha rambhanam. An example is given to fulfill the promise that by knowing one entity, everything becomes known. Yata som yaikena mrit pindena sarvam mrinmaya vijatam syat. By knowing one portion of earth, all things made of earth are known. Chandogya Upanishad 6.1.4. The single cause in a state of contradiction becomes the effect in a state of expansion. Oh, contraction. What did I say?
Contradiction.
Oh, okay. The single cause in a state of contraction becomes the effect in a state of expansion. This is the transformation of clay into a pot. By knowing the cause, the knowledge of the effect is included. Everything is known in knowing the supreme cause, Paramatma. That is the meaning of the word arambhana, taking hold of. Similarly, it is said, I tadatmyam idam sarvam. Everything is one with the supreme cause. Chandogya Upanishad 6.8.7. Manasai vedam aptavyam neha nasasti kinchana. Oh, nanasti kinchana. Mrityo samrityum apnoti ya iha naneva pashyati. By the mind, one can understand that there is no difference in the Lord. He who sees difference goes from death to death. Katu Upanishad 2.1.11. The effect is a particular quality of the cause. It is not different. Since by rejecting the cause, the effect has no basis for existence. Right. So, if you reject the cause, there is no existence of the effect, right? So that means then the effect must be manifesting a quality of the cause. But just like you have fire, you have heat and light. But if you get rid of fire, there is no heat and light. This is shown. Apagad agner agnitvam vacharambhanam jayam trini rupaniti eva satya vikaro namam. The original state of fire disappears from fire. And what is described by words is a transformation with threefold form, which is real. Chandogya Upanishad 6.4.1. The nature of fire cannot be defined independently, since it manifests as a threefold form of fire, water, and earth. One cannot say they are unreal, since one sees the effects, and since one cannot separate them from Paramatma, the cause of everything. The universe is a form of the Lord eternally, in gross and subtle forms. Yad bhutam cha bhavach cha bhavishyach cha. He is past, present, and future. Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 3.8.3. Satvach chavarasya. The effect is non-different from the cause, because the effect exists in the cause even before manifesting. Brahma Sutra 2.1.16. Right, so that's Krishna's point. He also says the living entities are always there. So even if they haven't manifest, they're still there. When the cause exists, the effect also exists. The next sutra also explains this. Bhave chopalabdhehe. The effect is non-different from the cause because we see the qualities of the cause in the effect. Brahma Sutra 2.1.15. One can perceive the qualities of the cause and the effect. Bhave. In the Vivartavatsi, also interesting is that if you're discussing something, right, and so then there's going to be an order in which it's presented. But now we see many times the acharyas, because they're already making the point. Right? They're making the point. So it's already been brought up. Right? Because if we're having a conversation, the point hasn't been made. I have to introduce the things. But once we've made the point, then to back that up, then they'll give the Vedic, you know, the shlokas, the verses. But many times you see the verses become reversed. Because you're going to have one that's giving, you know, some elements to understand and then a conclusion. So because he's made the point, he gives the conclusion and then shows how it's made up of those elements. Does that make sense? So many times you see the verses will be backwards. Like here, it's 2.1.16, then 2.1.15. But in the presentation, it'll go 15, then 16. Does that make sense? So you'll see this many, many times. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing this. Jiva Goswami. Like that.
When we say that the effect is non-different from the cause, so what is the definition of difference? Because in our material dealing, you know, difference means it's not the same. And it's... But here...
But it's compatible, no?
Yes.
They're different. Yes. They're compatible.
Yes.
So then, what is the compatible elements?
You said the quality.
Yes. So that's where the connection. So that's the whole point. Variety. You can have different forms, but the qualities are compatible. So it's like Krishna and cows. There's quite a bit of difference in form,
yes,
but they're compatible.
Yes.
You know, like a bird and a tree, difference in form, but they're compatible.
Yes.
You know, so that's the whole point, is the qualities are the most important. So we're used to the aspect of impersonal means no qualities. But this is a material concept. It's not real. It's not a spiritual concept. It's an interpolation on the Shastra. You know, because we see difference, that difference gives us trouble, therefore there should be no difference, therefore everything should be one. But this is just our feelings of how we would like it to be, so we're satisfied. Not the way it actually is. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the whole point is that you have, the example is the clay and the pot. You can tell the difference between the pot and the clay, but at the same time they're the same thing. Right? But there's a difference. But the nature of that clay is the same, and therefore you can do things with it. You can make a pot. You could also make a bowl. You know, you could make so many things. You could make a nice tile with the, you know, design on it. You could do so many things. So that's because the nature of clay allows that. But the individual thing, it has the qualities of the clay, but it may have a different form through which it's manifest. You know what I'm saying? So you can have the column. It is strong, you know. Arnold Schwarzenegger is strong. So there's a common point, but they're different. So you have to be able to see what's common and what's different. Because if you don't see what's common, you don't know how to apply. And if you don't see what's different, then how do you make it different? You know, do we stand up a whole bunch of, you know, like this, and then build the house like that, and then the columns, you know, we take them down to the gym. You know, so that's the whole point, is just in practical reasoning you see it works. But they're looking at, no, practical reasoning isn't what's important. Right? So if that's not important, then why are they so attached to their logic and their grammar and all that and trying to present things in a logical way? If logic's not important, it's not important. Right? So that's the thing, is that they can't tell the difference between a principle and a detail. So that's the thing. They can't tell what's the cause, what's the effect. The cause is the primary. The effect is the detail. And they're unable to catch that. And because of that, then everything becomes topsy-turvy. So it becomes very ununderstandable. And that's then the advantage, you see, of the impersonal philosophy. Because it's not understandable, that therefore anything can be stuck into its category. And so that's the principle. If it's not Vaishnavism, it can be stuck into impersonal. Everything. You know, you're sensual, you're political, you're economic, you're social, your sense of duties, your sense of frustration with the material world, it can all go into impersonal. Right? I'm a person, I want some sense gratification. So many other people are there, they want sense gratification, but I can turn it into impersonal. They're just part of the scene. Yes. So it's just me and my senses. Yes. Does that make sense? So they do that on all levels. So in justice, it's that we're all individuals, and that group there is not, you know, we don't consider them individuals, so we get our justice. Or economics, I get my money at the expense of everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Or I do my duties, but the duties are all just part of a, you know, greater thing. So it doesn't, you know, you know what I'm saying? I get what I want, but it's not about the personal effect. It's about me working with the field to get what I want. You know, same with liberation. I want to be free from material contamination, so I get what I want by saying that there's nothing else personal. You know, so it's the most philosophically extreme with impersonalism. But you see, it pervades everything. So in the same way as that, in its natural state, its real state, then how do you say, the Lord and devotion to the Lord, knowledge of it, that pervades everything. Because he and his energies being non-different, therefore the effect of the senses working, the power of the senses, the effect of the senses, the experience of the senses, that's all Krishna. Same with economics, justice, with duties, with liberation. It's all coming from him. So then seeing everything connected to him, then there's no problem.
In that sense, Krishna is compatible with everything.
Yes, Krishna is compatible with everything. But you have to know how he's compatible. Because the point is cause and effect. So the effect is there, and he's the cause. But you have to see what's the common quality in the effect that's there in the cause. means all the qualities are there, of course. They're all coming from Krishna. But the point is which ones are there? Because it said he's the superior qualities. So things may have inferior, they're coming from him, but that's the perverted reflection. Right? So as we mentioned before in Rasa, that your primary aspects, or your positive aspects of Rasa, those all come into the material world as piety. Right? Because they're not going to come as bhakti, because people are here not for bhakti. Right? And so those things that are that directly give the transcendental ecstasy, those come here as piety. Those that indirectly give transcendental ecstasy, those come here as impiety. So even piety and impiety are coming from the transcendental realm. But here it becomes transformed. So there it gives ecstasy, here it doesn't. So that's why Krishna is saying, to be able to see everything directly and indirectly, because it all connects to him. That's how they see it in the spiritual world. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's why we can see the direct. We're chanting, we're associating with devotees, hearing Bhagavatam. We can see the indirect. You know, we're maintaining ourselves, we're doing our different works and everything, and nothing's working.
No, it's very, very low.
They want it a little closer, Maharaj.
Closer?
Yeah.
Okay. But can you turn up the volume on it?
No.
On the phone? Is it up?
No, I think you should.
Yeah, maybe the connection is loose.
Loose. Good. Are we happy?
Maybe she cannot hear
it all. Did not hear it. Okay, let's turn this up like this. Okay, now we're getting really serious. Yeah?
Nothing.
Nothing. So, good news, no news is good news? Yeah. Yeah, I think somehow or another the internet's really slow these days. Do you find it at your place?
No.
No?
People are coming and
because I think because of this, would you say more people are here? Yeah, I think more people are here and using it, so therefore it's down. You know, after the festival, it'll be good again. No? Not hearing anything?
It's just the low sound.
Low.
Low means, I'll explain what means low. It means the microphone doesn't work. Whatever they hear is from the phone itself. And then that's it.
Ah. So should we put the phone closer?
But then the visual will be funny. Because it happens sometimes. With us it also happens.
Should be on something.
Is that battery all right?
Yes.
Is it turned up?
Yeah, it should be on this. On this it should be. Now it will be better.
Oh, it was the volume was down on that. Huh?
I think it was off completely.
It was off, so now it's on. Okay, so. Yes.
I mean, in a sense, if we look at three stages of metta, pradana, vyakta, and mahat, then from impersonal, apparently, comes personal, because no form and undifferentiated becomes no form, differentiated, and then form and differentiated.
Right.
So in that sense, it is like that. But then what's beyond pradhan, that they don't describe, they don't deal with it.
Yes, yes.
So from general comes the specific.
Yes.
But We don't see the whole range. We see just part which is within
the material world.
Material existence.
Yes. Well, all the six systems, they only take everything back to pradhan anyway. So that's the thing. Everybody on the material platform can only go back as far as pradhan, because unless one comes in contact with the Lord, one can't know what's beyond. And so that means only through the devotees. Yes, so it's natural to look at that. But at the same time is that you have in the aspect of causation, then you have the form of the original cause, or the foundational cause,
yeah,
right? Then the formal cause, that'll be what's happening on the transcendental platform. Then you'll come down, and then there'll be the material cause, and what's the nimitta, the efficient cause. Yeah. So then people only see that part of it. And then we see that they've taken and make it into four. So when we talk about four aspects of causation, Aristotle also talks about four. And so basically they'll match, just he doesn't take the higher ones and connect them back to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know. Because you're still going to have, you know, you have clay and then you have its effect and then you have the person and you have, like, all these different things you can still have. But they don't take into it that it's the desire of the Lord and this and that. They just break down our involvement. It's the same thing. Cause and effect. They don't see cause and effect. They only see the effect. But within effect, because it has the qualities of cause, therefore within the effect they see cause and effect. So it's not unlogical that they might see that way. It's just not complete. But they'll take it that that's all there is, and so therefore then all these problems come up. You know, because people have that material consciousness, so that's why they're here. And at the same time, is they seem to be quite comfortable maintaining that material consciousness. That's also a bit of a problem. Yes.
What are they trying to prove with this cause and effect, looking at this backwards?
What are they trying to prove? Because if everything goes back to Don, as like Prabhu points out, then everything goes back to the impersonal position. And so going back to that impersonal position, then, you know, it establishes, you know, how if here they've established everything as Brahman, that means then they become Brahman. You know, so we're saying, but the thing is they're becoming Brahman. We say we're already Brahman. We're already saying, they're saying everything's Brahman, but you become Brahman. But we say everything's Brahman, it's already Brahman. But the point is because we only see Brahman, that's why we're illusion. When we see para Brahman, that's when we go beyond illusion. So that's going to be the difference, is that there it's due to incompleteness. They're saying illusion, but our point is the illusion is that it's incomplete. You're not considering the Lord. And once we do that, then everything starts to work. So they're trying to take only some facts and from that work everything out. And unfortunately, they're not Sherlock, so it never quite works out. You know, they can't find one hair and then from that come up with a 5-minute soliloquy of exactly what happened down to, you know, how you say which side of their nose, you know, the air was moving on, you know, like that. So they're unable to do that because Krishna being beyond, they can't see. So they want to forget the Lord, so the Lord has allowed them to forget the Lord. So it's only when the living entity wants to remember the Lord and is consistent in that, then the Lord reveals himself. So that's the whole thing, is he being beyond. It's just like the prisoners. They may speculate on, you know, what's the ultimate goal or who's in charge, this and that, but they don't see because they're not, they don't have the qualifications. Right? Yeah, and why aren't they interested? Like, they're not interested in who's running everything and all this and that because they were the ones that went against the law. Laws made by the lawmaker. They go against that law, so then they get put in the prison. So they're not interested in about the lawmaker. Right? And so then within that, then they create their whole little society within there. So just as outside that there's someone in charge and someone assisting and this and that and all the different kinds of relationships, so within the prison they create the same thing. You have your different groups and different leaders and all these different things, and So it's exactly the same thing, just in a perverted state. You know, because the living entity is a living entity. It has to do living entity stuff. It can't do something else. But at the same time, it's because it's incomplete in their knowledge, they won't come up with the proper thing. You know, you find one bone and then they're telling you how you have a hairy animal like that. Where's the hair? There's a bone. You know, but they come up with all these different things. So what to do?
So Maharaj, everyone is going to become a devotee of Krishna.
Everyone will be at some point.
Some point, no? Because, like you mentioned, it is Mayavadi's is incomplete philosophy. So
yes.
When we are looking for happiness, we need completeness.
Yes.
So if we are incomplete, we are going to be deceived, frustrated, and after take some other direction.
Yes. That's why you have, basically you have 8,400,000 options.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then those put you in various places and various situations, because it has to be, that is the complete combinations of whatever would work.
Yes.
Like that. So therefore the different forms will be in different places, and that, like you see in fish, some fish are on the surface, some are down a little bit, some are quite deep, some are so deep they never come up, you never see them. You know, and some are, you know, they stay in the mud. Like that. I saw once an article about, they came across, the, I guess they didn't know about them or something, sea worms. Just like you have worms here that move in the mud, they have worms there. Because the surface area of the ocean is much greater, they calculated there's much more worms and all that, you know, than anything else. So as far as volume goes, they're the most amount of living entities. You know, what, that's their speculation, because, you know, they'll have checked one area. It might be the area where they don't check, there aren't any, but that's the problem with science.
Yes.
You know. So, so by that species, you have a particular experience. So you have aquatic and all the different things. It means you have aquatics that they, you know, they move in their way. You have snakes. They move like snakes. You know, you have, the manta rays. They fly in the water. You know? And then you have the fish, you know, they have the tail fin like this. But then you also have the ones that it's like this. So, you know, all the different, whatever tastes are there, all the different species of life brings it out. You know, just like you have those that they breathe air from the water, but there's aquatics that don't breathe air from the water. They breathe air from the air. You know? And so you have all those different varieties. Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing. You have birds that make their nests are holes in the ground. And others, they're in the tree. Someone else is out in the field. Someone else is on top of a mountain, like that. I wish that was interesting. You're driving. I mean, I would see it in Eastern Europe. I don't know if you still see it. But you're driving down the road, and you have the telephone pole or electric pole. You know, the big tree thing that just goes up, and they connect all the wires to it. On the top of it, there's this huge nest. You know, and these storks, they sit up there. You don't see them in a tree, they're up there. You know, so each species of life has a specific place in the universe and place and experience that they'll get. So the 8,400,000 is the complete of, you know, 3 times 3 times like this and keep going until you have that many options. Does that make sense? So that's the whole purpose, is that all these options are there, so the living entity then forgets the Lord in all these varieties of ways. But once he's gone through all of them, there might be a doubt as to now what's going on. I've tried everything and nothing works. You know, it's like the, I can't remember which one it was. It may have been the Maharaj of, I don't remember where he was, Baroda or someplace I think in Rajasthan or Punjab, that he had everything. He had done everything. There was nothing to do. He died of boredom. He just nothing. There was no purpose, you know, for him, you know, to do. So
it's called depression.
Hmm?
This is called depression.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So but he had no, but it wasn't that I couldn't attain, I can't get what I want. I've gotten everything and I'm still not, there's nothing, there's no satisfaction. Yes, it was an extreme case of it was depression from the positive rather than from the negative. And so he died. So therefore, Krishna keeps everybody busy because they are living entities. They have to be busy. So each species of life thinks they have something very important to do. We just walk down the road, but for the dog, this is his part of the road. You know, and the two dogs sit there and they, you know, this one's there. Sometimes you see it, there's a line. I've seen it. Dogs will be chasing another dog. You know, there's a pack of them and they're chasing this other dog. And through the field, and they run up to a particular point, and at that point, the pack stops. Then they stand right there on that line, and then they bark. And then once that line has been, now that other dog's not on their territory. Now he turns around, and now he starts becoming barking, and you know, showing his prowess and everything. Then they do that for a while till they get tired of that, and then they both walk off. You know. So for them, it's very important. That line is important. For us, it's just, you know, what does it matter? So every species, you know, they make, there's a whole thing happening in their life.
But for the human, it's the same, right?
Yes. Yes, no, but I'm just saying in their area.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter to the dogs.
Yes.
You've said, this is my land, but the dogs have divided up your land into three different sections. You know, this is that group, that's that group, and this is another group. You know? Then you have the cat. Right? So that, you know. You know, so it's different. So there's that sense of importance to them. So Krishna's created all that just to keep them busy, because in the spiritual world everybody's busy with the situation. They apply their knowledge, skills and qualities like that, then they get results and experience like that. So yeah. One can perceive the qualities of the cause and the effect, bhave. In the Vivartavad explanation, one must necessarily think of silver in shell or pot in clay, though one also sees silver in the merchant shop without seeing shell. Right? They only mention silver in connection with the shell. They don't mention that there's real silver. Right? Because their thing is, it's an illusion. But there is real silver. Quote, it is not possible to describe the effect without the cause. Without thread, cause, how can cloth effect exist? That is true. Because of perceiving the difference of threads arranged in a certain way, the threads appear differently as cloth. Thus there is non-difference of effect with cause. The threads are perceived not only as a state of the cause. Thus it is visible to the eye as cloth, because it is non-different from the threads. Some take the sutra as bhavach chopalabdhehe. This means because of the presence of perception. Therefore the effect is real, not false. Right, because if you're taking real threads and weave them together in a particular way, then you get cloth. So it's non-different, but it's different. What is false is mistaking matter for jiva and the Lord. Silver is false when it's imposed on shell, but it exists separately without false imposition. The false imposition is like flowers in the sky. Right, so because of the false imposition, they don't see things properly. They don't understand Brahman, the jiva, the material world. So That's the point. If you have Krishna as the supreme Brahman, then from him is expanding Brahman. And these features of Brahman are internal, external, and marginal. Right? So then, and Shakti means then is dependent upon the Shaktiman. So effect is dependent upon cause. Cause is independent. Right? And so then the natural thing is that the dependent serves the independent. And so that aspect, that's the natural position. That's why Lord Chaitanya, first thing he says is Jiva Sarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. Right, so that position. So now, if you remove the cause and only have the effect, now you have jivas, you have maya, and you have, you know, whatever it is that they're not seeing the internal potency, but they're just seeing that feature of the Lord is Brahman.
Yeah.
Right? So internal potency is gone, the Lord is gone, you know, and so then they have to deal with all these things. So then they'll see it'll be centered around themselves. Because of ignorance, they exist. When knowledge, they won't exist. It has nothing to do with everything else. Right? And so they will, from that perspective, that's what it says, it's just a matter, it's because of the presence of perception. So they're going to then perceive it in from their own perspective and try to then adjust everything around that. So we avoid that by following what the Shastra says. Krishna says these things, and we take the direct meaning. So they're studying same scripture, the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedanta Sutra, but they won't take the words directly. They'll use them indirectly. So if the word does say you know, they're one, they'll take, see, here it says they're one, but this other place says two. No, that means this. You know. So when Krishna speaks, he talks on these points. So we should, you know, be comfortable with that and follow that. But, yeah? No?
It's funny, I think Balarama Thakura mentioned the other day that they say that from Upanishad, if we take those statements that mention oneness, those are paramarthika statements, those are supreme.
Hmm.
And then there's vyavaharika statements and pratibhashika statement. The pratibhashika statement is like a double hallucination, means when the drunk man speaks something, we don't really take him seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But then the difficulty is that when it mentions that there's a duality, so then they say it's vyavaharika, means it is a statement, but it's not important statement.
Mm.
It's not complete hallucination, but it's not paramarthika.
Mm.
So they divide it into three stages. When the third one they completely reject,
mm-hmm.
and that those two. So what they do, just by word jugglery,
mm-hmm.
they say, oh, this is important, this is not important, but if we take Veda as a complete whole, who are we to say this is important, this
is not? That's not, yes.
We can't define, you know, it's not our business to do that.
No, that's the point, it's not our business.
So this is, I've also noticed that some devotees, they try to do same with the statements of Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
You know, they say this is important, this is not. I mean, we can't really do it.
No, but that's what Prabhupada says, you have to see in the context of the books.
Yes.
Because generally where you have issues, they're taking from letters.
Outside. Yeah.
Because there, Prabhupada was talking to a particular devotee in a particular situation. There is a principle there that's always applicable. But you have to know that principle, then you can appreciate how Prabhupada applied it in the situation. So the books will give those principles. You know, like we saw before, as one philosophy, they're making a stand that, you know, we challenge anyone to bring that letter where Prabhupada says, you know, this. And the point was, but Prabhupada Prabhupada said it's not the letters that are the main thing, it's the books.
Yes.
But if you bring something from the books, they won't accept it. It has to be from a letter.
Yes.
You know, so it's just completely bogus.
Yes.
You know, it's self-serving. That's all.
Book is meaty, but the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like that.
So, I'm just trying to clarify. The Mayavadis, what they say is that Brahman is the cause. They accept him as the cause. But then the effect, which we perceive,
is not Brahman.
It's not Brahman, it's an illusion. So they accept Brahman as the cause, but not as the effect. Is that right?
Yeah, it seems to be. But at the same time, is if you push on that there's the non-difference, then they'll have to drop that philosophy and say that Maya is the cause. You know, but where is that coming from and that, because you need the conscious, and then they'll say the jiva is the cause. So that's the problem is that it'll never fully make sense, because if you're dealing with incomplete things, you can't actually put it together. Just like, let's say I have 5 items out of 10 that make something complete. So I can try putting together in different ways, but when I put it together and it fits, oh yeah, see, because this one and this one fit and this and that, and the other two you kind of just hang there. But you say, oh, but what about these things? And all that's not here. So then you'll remove those and put those over here and try to do something. So they just keep moving it around to try to make it look like it makes sense.
Yes.
Right? And because we're, you know, not interested in Krishna, we buy it. You know, it's just like, you know, see those ads, you know, this person makes $10,000 an hour, you know, what about you? You know, those kind of things. It's like, you know, it's just, but is anybody? You know, I mean, if they're selling, you know, like, you know, how you say, crystal meth, maybe. But if they're not, then there's a good chance it's not happening. So that's why this fundamentally always going to be wrong. So then you know the different, you know what's fundamentally wrong. And then that's the main thing. If you know that, you can still deal. But it'll just make it a little difficult, because then they'll play with their items, you know, the concepts. But if you also know the concepts, so as soon as they start talking this, you know how to, as soon as they move to the next one, you just deal with that one. So until you've dealt with all, at some point you have to deal with the whole thing. But we see as Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were willing to deal with that. But you see, in general, they're not, because they're motivated. They're attached to their position. Because if their philosophy is bogus, then who are they? You have all these big, big gurus, but if their philosophy is bogus, what's their importance? You know, and say they have to be important. They have to be this, that. So all these different things are they come up to them. So that's why, you know, Rupa Goswami, they can sit under a tree and be the topmost, you know, authorities and scholars and devotees. We're going through the airport. I think I was with Pritivardhan Maharaj. And this would have been like back in the 90s, I think, or something. And must have been in Europe. He was there, I was there. So for a short time, we traveled together. And came into the airport, and we had our chutters. We took off our chutters and put it into the thing. Yeah. And so the security person that was there, the lady, you know, she saw what was what. And, you know, I'm older, he's younger, and this and that. And then, you know, sometimes you put it in and they want to make it a little differently. It sticks out, or it's that, or they want something, you know, like the computer out more or something. So she deals with them. And then after dealing with them, then she made a comment like, it looks like it'll be a few more years before the younger guy has a chutter as good as the older guy. Like that, you know. So she can see, okay, this is better quality. So that guy's a bad guy, yeah. You know.
Okay. Now, actually, in the world, everybody is doing his publicity. the Mayavadis,
yes, yes.
Anyone is putting his advertisement, you know?
Yes, yes. Especially nowadays, right? You know, now with the, everybody sitting at home with nothing to do, then the internet becomes. Yeah, can you go back and let's say, you know, you take these dystopian kind of themes and all that, and they talk about, yeah, no one knows when this happened, but then, you know, so they can go back, yes, you know, at this time, then there was the, you know, this, you know, world pandemic, and then therefore now everybody does everything on the internet. And, you know, before people used to actually go out, and now they just sit at home. And, yeah. Sorry. Yes.
There are some verses where this problem comes in the reconciling the Mayavada and personalism. Like in Bhagavatam also we find that Lord divides himself into himself and then consciousness also comes to him. And the sense of I also is him only. So when we say this kind of verses, it becomes very difficult to explain with personalist view. So what they say is, then you see here also it is written, and then you just have to forget that you exist. It's only.
But then if you have this concept of I, then how do you forget you exist? That goes against the point. The point is the person exists, they have a concept of I. And now you're saying you have to give up that concept of I to become the person who has a concept of I. So how would that, the pot has to give up the nature of being a pot to be clay. But it's still clay. It has to give up the nature of being clay to become clay. It already is clay. So the point is we're already God, but we're just small God, like, you know, 1/10,000th the tip of the hair, ion microscope sized God. You know what I'm saying? Because the point is everything's God. You know, it's like saying, how you say in the house, everything's wood. It means I don't know, depending on where you are, some places, especially you go up north and things like that, where there's a lot of trees, then everything's wood, right? The floor is wood, the walls are wood, the ceiling's wood, the furniture's wood, the cabinets are wood, everything's wood. You know, you burn wood in the fireplace to keep yourself warm. You know, it's like that. So it's that, what's the big deal? But there's variety, you know? You know, you walk on the floor, right? Not on the walls, right? Unless you're in Hollywood. Does that make sense? So the point is that they're taking this, that it just says the point of one, they're only catching that one word. But the point is that I-ness is there because the Supreme has the identity as I. That's why we have the identity of I. But they're taking, no, when we give up our identity, we can become the Lord. But no, the point is these both are there. See, they have an attachment to the concept that material works in one way, spiritual has to be the opposite. But who said that? They've created that concept. It's there in the modes of nature. It's one of the options. But the point is they've created that. And then, therefore, they're attached to their creation. So whether you give up that false identity, first you give up your false creation of what's spiritual and your false creation of who you think you are or not. Then you can actually hear the real thing and understand the transcendental. Does that make sense? Tat satam sa atma. Atma alone is real. Because the cause, atma, exists in reality, it is not said that what arises from it as transformation is unreal. Oh, is it not said that what arises from it as transformation is unreal? So this is the doubt again. That is not so. Since there is no word to suggest such a meeting, right? In tat satam sa atma. Says atma alone is real. So is there something to say? Does anything there says that anything transforming from atma is not real in that verse?
No.
So that's the whole thing, is they impose upon it and say, see here, it means that no.
Yes.
It says, Atma alone is real. So that means if Atma alone is real, everything you see here is all must be Atma. But you have to understand how it's Atma. So there's the supreme Atma, right? Then there's the living entity Atma. Then there's going to be the external energy as Atma. Like that. Yeah. Rather, having said that Atma is real, Satyam, the scripture teaches that what arises from Atma is also real. Just like if I have clay, if I make a pot from the clay, the pot is also real. Not that the clay is real and the pot's an illusion. It's real because it's made up of clay. So the same thing is, we are made up of, we are part and parcel of the Lord. His energies are part and parcel of the Lord. Therefore, they're real. He's real, they're real. So,
but in the Krishna, the energy for Krishna, everything is spiritual.
Yes, yeah, for him it's just all parts of, but there's variety. Yes, just like you are yourself.
Yes.
Can you? Is there a difference between you and your hand?
Size different.
Yeah, I mean, saying yes and no means it is different. You can say this is my hand, but it's still you.
Yes.
So that's the whole point. Everything is Krishna, but at the same time, there's variety, there's difference. So that's why Chinta Beta Beta Tattva. So there's so many examples you can give. Why can you give these examples? Because of this cause and effect.
Yes, yes.
Right? You can give the example of the qualities in a pot because they are going to be going back to clay.
Yes.
So that's why you can use examples from here. So they're using examples from here and then saying this place is unreal. How would, by using unreal, I get rid of unreal?
Yes.
Right? Unreal is just going to create more unreal. That's only when I deal with unreal in connection with real, then that aspect of unreal becomes real. Right? So the illusion that it's not connected to the Lord becomes removed when I use the material energy in connection with the Lord. But if I use the material energy not connected to the Lord, that illusion continues.
I think there is one saying that if God wants to destroy somebody, then he'll make him crazy.
Oh yeah, that works. I mean, you have the Niti Shastra. It says when it's time for the jackal to die, he starts running towards the village.
Why is that?
What happens when a jackal goes into the village? You know, the dogs, the this, that, something's going to get it. Stays out in the forest, it's fine, but it runs into the village. So that's the thing. Then they do the things that are going, like you said, are going to be destructive to them. Madness means acting improperly. But if we didn't have all these people who were mad, then the coffee shops in Paris would go broke. What to do? You know, all these universities would have no one to teach. You know, so it's like, yeah.
This is why people come in Florida to France to drink the coffee.
Yes.
Because there is no coffee in their own place, you know.
Yeah, yeah, like that. And it's also because you have to be mad, so then they go and they get to experience the madness. You know, have you seen the travel advertisements? Come to France, experience the madness.
Spiritual madness for Krishna.
Yeah, yes, yes. But then they have to go to the chateau. Does that make sense? So all these things are correct. Why? Because they go back to Krishna. But you have to see them in the context of how they connect to Krishna. Then it makes sense. Right? So seeing it not connected to Krishna, even though you have all the facts, they won't add up. that make sense? Because it won't work. You know, it's just like here, 1 minus 1 is 0. 1 plus 1 is 2. In the spiritual platform, 1 plus 1 is 1. 1 minus 1 is 1. Because it's Krishna. And he expands himself, it's still Krishna. He doesn't expand himself, he's still Krishna.
They get in there.
Sorry?
In the States now, they're so liberal. My relative said that if the child says that two multiplied by 2 equals 5, the teacher cannot say that he's incorrect.
Really? Now is, you should tell them that whoever, if they have any friends that are teachers, now's the time to go and, let's say, become a garbage collector or a plumber or something like that. One, you'll get paid more, and very straightforward. This is garbage. It's garbage. You pick it up, you put it in the machine. You can't say it's not garbage.
Oh, you do the spiritual math. 1 plus 1 equals 1, 1 minus 1 equals 1. You can introduce the fine.
Yeah, yeah, but then know that you're teaching bogus things. Oh, boy.
Nothing is a hard science anymore. It's all relative. And according to a person, it's not even...
And then what are they going to do? Oh, I see. Okay.
And they want to ban pianos.
Ban?
Piano.
Piano, what?
Black and white. And it's real, it's not a joke.
This is getting wild.
But actually, if we look at it philosophically, this is extreme impersonalism.
Yes, yes.
Just to impersonalize everybody, and then you can say this or that. It doesn't really matter.
Yes,
it doesn't mean
relevant.
Anything.
But I mean, it's so Orwellian. You know, it's just that you just state what's fact, and that's what's printed in the books. That's what's taught. It's amazing. A few years late, but you know. Yeah, instead of 84, it may have been 24, maybe, or something. But yeah, no, it's really weird. But then the problem is the effect of that will be, if you want to get anything practically done, you will have to invite people from other parts of the world to actually do the practical work. And because of the, what do you call it, all the extreme left, then they'll have to go into the socialist kind of aspect. And because of the socialism, they'll be able to take care of all those kids that were trained according to the politically correct academic standard. Because they won't be able to actually do anything of any value. Okay. Rather, having said that Atma is real, Satyam, the scriptures teaches that what arises from Atma is also real, because they take Atma to mean themselves, but the scriptures mean Atma means Brahman. Right? So it means everything is Atma, but within that you have Paramatma, and then you have the other aspects of Atma. Silver does not arise from shell, but is imposed upon it by illusion. Right, that's the thing, is they're taking that, oh, see, is here, that you say it's silver, so therefore silver doesn't exist. But why did you say it's silver unless silver does exist? So the illusion is that you think something that's not silver is silver. But the point is there is silver. So then if you say, there is Brahman, and then there's here, this is like the shell. But you're seeing the silver in the shell, so that means the whole point is therefore you can see Brahman in the material world, cause and effect. But they're leaving that point. Vivartavad was previously refuted. Thus, the state of cause and effect of an object is real. The object is both of these states. The effect is the same as the cause, the author of the sutras says. Tad ananyatvam arambahana shabdadhibhyaha. From the Brahman arises the world which is non-different from it. This is proved by statements starting with Vacharambhana, Brahma Sutras 2.1.14. The word ananyatvam, non-difference, is used. Not only is Brahman real, but its effect is real as well. Thus, falsity of the effect is not accepted. Right? So the cause and effect. So we're saying the transformation. So to establish the transformation is the origin is real, the transformation is real. But not seeing the transformation in connection with the origin, that's the illusion. Right? Means the shell is not the silver, but there is silver. Right? And so then you're going to have that, then that means, then why is that? Why can you do that? Because of this principle of cause and effect. Right? So then that naturally becomes the next topic. Priti, having proven that the Lord is the material cause of the universe, next it is shown that the universe is non-different from the Lord because of Satkaryavad. Right? So last was how it's the cause of the universe by transformation. Right? Now you're going to show that it's non-different by Satkaryavad. The effect is a portion of the cause which resides as a special quality in the cause and manifests itself at a certain time.
This is the definition of Satkaryavad. Effect is a portion of the cause.
Your Satkaryavad is that aspect is that you can see the cause and the effect.
Ah, yes.
It means the effect is a portion of the cause which resides as a special quality in the cause, right? So the cause has a certain... So one of the qualities of clay is that you can make shapes. Therefore, the pot has a shape, and that's a quality of clay. It's not that it's separate from the clay. Like that. So here he's bringing it back like that. The effect is a portion of the cause. How? As it resides as a special quality in the cause and manifests at a certain time. So therefore, the pot, being able to make shapes, is a quality which resides, a special quality which resides in the cause. And then it may at top, may be or may not be manifest. So when it's manifest, then you'll see it. So that will be, that's what's going on in cause and effect. Then Adhikarana 3. The sameness of the universe and the Lord, Satkaryavad. Anucheda 61 to 69. So is this finished, this one? Adhikarana 4. No, there's one more. Truth about the material condition. Okay. Adhikarana Prakashika. Having concluded that the universe is real and it is a transformation of the Lord Shakti, and thus establishing Paramatma as the material cause, Upadana, and as the efficient cause, Nimitta, the current Adhikarana further affirms the theory of Parinamavad by elaborating on the non-difference of the universe effect from the Lord cause. The Vivartavadis, who propound that the universe is illusion, argue that the material world cannot be a Shakti of the Lord because one can perceive duality in the material world, whereas the Supreme Brahman is non-dual. So they take a particular aspect there. They don't take other aspects. You know, if I say, this is a water pot, and then you say, no, but it's not made of water. So it can't be a water pot. You know, that's all they're doing. It's your word juggling. That's all. Based on the statements of the scriptures, the current Adhikarana, however, conclusively proves that the world doesn't exist independent of the Lord, and hence is a portion of Him. Right? So it doesn't exist separate from Him, so that means it must be part of Him. Right? Because if it could exist on its own, then it wouldn't be part of Him. So they're saying it has nothing to do with Brahman, but then how does it exist on its own without Brahman? See, because their thing is, I become Brahman, but then if you become, but then what's the material world? If it doesn't have an exist, why is it there? Why are you dealing with it? You know, you're already Brahman. Why are you worried about it? right? But the Brahmavadis, then it's going to be you realize you're Brahman, but you realize everything else is Brahman also. You see everything is Brahman. You just don't distinguish para Brahman, but you see Brahman. Well, for them, then they see so-called Brahman, but they don't see anything else. They don't see para Brahman, and they don't see everything being Brahman. So that's why they're technically Maya bodies, because their philosophy is on Maya. Right. Adochanda 60 and 61 describe that the Lord is non-different from the universe and the jivas, since he is a Shakti in the subtle aspect, pure jiva and pradhan. And the effect in the gross aspect, conditioned jiva and manifest universe. This principle is substantiated by citing the discussion of Narad Muni with Maharaj Yudhishthira in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right, so you're going to have that original, as we mentioned. There's the original cause and the formal cause of the pure jiva and pradhan. It's all his energies. Right, but then you're going to have that transformation where you have the contaminated jiva and then the material existence. Narad Muni reasons that the world appears to be different from the Lord because of ignorance. Just as the child thinks that the reflection of the sun is a different object and thus perceives many suns. Similarly, the foolish materialists perceive variety of sense objects independent from the source, the Supreme Lord. Narad Muni further affirms that the material creation is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And by proving the non-existence of the body as an independent object. Yeah, as an independent object. Means because the jiva is there, that's why there's a body there. Or that there are these bodies here because Paramatma is controlling the material energy. Okay. The body made of the five elements is neither a combination of the elements nor a whole with the elements as its part, since it is not completely separate. Thus, from the discussion... Oh, wait a minute. Did we get that far? No. Oh, no. We were on the translation. I mean, the verse. The body made the five elements neither a combination of the elements nor a whole with the elements as its parts, since it is not completely separate and not intimately connected with them. Thus, the body and the world are illusory. Yeah, so that's the point. It's not separate. It's not the same. So you have to be able to adjust with that and figure out what it is that makes it work like that. Does that make sense? That's what you have to try to understand. The Shastra is saying both of these things. And you can give examples, like the body. The hand is non-different from the body, but at the same time, it's different. Does that make sense? Yes.
And the difficulty comes is that the matter is matter. It's straightforward.
Yes.
And spirit, if we conceive of it in any form, it is also straightforward.
Yes.
But the body is a combination of matter and spirit. This is...
Yes.
This is the difficulty. How could... Is it spirit? Is it matter? Or what's the proportion? Because it seems also that saying Brahma, Satya, Jagat, Mitya, it's what it's all based on. I mean, in terms of Mayavad, then the world is false. It's not real.
Yes, so, but that's what's establishing here, that the world is Brahman, therefore it is real. But at the same time as not seeing it in connection with Para-Brahman, that's how we think it's unreal. Because they're only going up to Brahman, so they can't actually understand anything fully. Or the yogi goes up to Paramatma, he can't fully understand. You have to go all the way to Bhagavan, then you can understand. Is that something? Yeah. So that's the whole principle, is that you unless you're dealing with everything, you can't understand the whole thing. And we, being limited, how will we be able to do that? So it's only by the Lord's grace, then he reveals himself. Then we can appreciate. That's the necessity of the parampara. You can't speculate. So you have to be able to see how it connects to Krishna. Because means the universal form means everything is Krishna. But how that is working, then that we have to see. We have to appreciate. So...
yeah.
Having explained the cause of duality in the non-existence of independent objects in the material creation, Narad Muni next emphasizes that the dualities of good and bad qualities which exist in the material world can't be attributed to the Lord, though he is the material cause, since the false or perverted reflection, material duality, of the original real object, spiritual world, doesn't apply to the object. Right? Just like we are there, and then there's a reflection in the mirror. So the mirror, you know, it doesn't have all the qualities that we have. It has some quality. Like it says, it has some special quality. But so any faults that are not the same, that don't represent ourselves, that in the mirror, that doesn't fall on us. Does that make sense? Yeah. But the potency for all those, I mean, yeah, all these things are limited because we're not the cause of mirrors and everything else. But Krishna is, so therefore it works very nicely. Thus, from the discussion of Narad Muni with King Yudhishthira, it is established that the Lord is the material and efficient cause of the universe. Right, so in that discussion, it's already being discussed. But what we can see is that all these different things is that they're going to have, means everything's right there from the beginning, but there's a progression. The main thing is you're catching the point is that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, we're his servant, we're not the body, we're the soul, and our nature is to serve the Lord, and then the process for that is through devotion, and in that devotion the main process is chanting. Right? And so from that, then all these other things are just expanding from there. And as we're able to appreciate all these more detailed points, then you can see is that these points have been there all along. Yes. It's just that now we're that. So that's the point, is that in one sense there is no hierarchy of the Vedic literature because it's all transcendental. But at the same time is, for understanding, you know, for us to understand it, then it goes through a hierarchy. And so as the more you go through it, the more the ones below that you see on the same level. So, yeah. So then the difference becomes simply more of a matter of the taste.
Yes, yes.
That's the difference. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.